heard of the podcast Nerd Rage the Great Debates at all. Okay. Thank you very much. For those that don't know what it is what we do here, is what we do is we grab some of the funniest comics, writers, podcasters, the occasional pro wrestlers, and we sit here and we make personal attacks about each other while talking about nerd shit. I do believe Wonder Dave came up here earlier and was asking for suggestions and stuff. Yeah? Okay, so just to give an idea, last time we were at Sketchfest, we had a question. It's one of my favorite questions we've ever done. It is, which Disney villain would make the better fuck, I believe the term was. And the people we were choosing from were Jafar from Aladdin and Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. And I like already people have made up their minds as to what that is. For the record, we broke out in song. And in case you're wondering, yes, those people are back tonight. So that's going to be great. So thank you guys very much for coming out. Everybody give a hand for yourselves here. I am your host and moderator, Mark Abrigo. And I'm here to, one, make sure that this show goes smoothly. And two, do my best version of a Cambodian Milhouse. So I'm glad that you guys are here with me. I'm looking at this list. Holy Lord, we got some fun stuff here. But I tell you what, let's go ahead and bring out some of the teams right now. What we're going to have right now is going to have two teams of comics come up here. We're going to introduce them, endear themselves to you, and then we're going to go ahead and yell at each other very, very loudly. Okay, first up, oh, this is going to be a fun team. I mentioned the whole singing thing regarding Gaston and how fuckable he is, which, if you listen to the episode, It was very graphic and very detailed. That person who started that song is here. Let's give it up for Alexandra Love. Alexandra, Alex, are you here? Hi, Alex. How are you? Grab a microphone. I don't get to do my cool AC Slater pose, so now I'm feeling really vulnerable on stage right
now.
You
should, bud.
And with you, Alex, is one of the OGs of Nerd Rage the Great Debates. He is our lovable science kid in the group. Give it up for Tiramari Jothi. All right.
Science.
Mm.
That's my catchphrase.
Great intro. Science.
Science.
Exclamation right. Point.
Yeah. Right. So for the record, you guys are being recorded on a podcast right now. So if you've got kids you're running away from or something like that, just don't identify yourselves. I happen to call on you for anything. But Alex and Tiramari.
Specific scenario.
I'm projecting. Alex, Tiramari, do you guys have a team name?
We do.
We do.
It is Hermione and the House Elf. That was Tiramari's idea.
Yeah, it was my idea.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
But I did want to say it.
Because it's funny.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I know how sensitive you are about being called an elf, so...
I like how you whispered it into the microphone. That's my favorite
word. Elf is in the word.
All right. And going up against you two are two people who are... in fact, they were teamed up when we did do the Gaston versus Jafar thing. I do believe you guys were cheering for Jafar. Everybody... Okay, so the first... First member of this team has the coolest mohawk in all of San Francisco. He's my favorite gentleman named Steven. Everyone give it up for Steven Koo. Hey, Steven. Steven with his trademark custom shirt.
Thank you.
Let everybody know in podcast land what the fuck that is.
It's a drawing I did at the age of 32.
And what is it, pray tell?
It says Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, if it's like related to, if it looks or reminds you of something else, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Got it. So those are on sale,
off
right?
Off the dome. Yeah, it's on sale.
On
we
sale.
Sell it.
Jesus Christ. Okay. And teaming up with you is one of my favorites here in the Bay Area. Stand-up comedian, poet, burlesque dancer, wrestling commentator. Give it up for Wonder Dave! All right. Wonder Dave. Oh, I got a notebook.
Oh, we got notebooks. Oh, cool. I got a pug with a afro.
Well, there we go. I mean, show the crowd.
Yeah, look at that. It's pretty great.
Who was drunk when they ordered that?
Listen, they were on sale for $1 at Kmart. Thank you. Official podcast sponsor, Kmart.
Excellent. All right.
Oh, Dave, I got bad news for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So sad.
Do Kmart still exist?
Yeah, kind of.
There was one in Minneapolis. I bought these notebooks when we did Nerd Rage at the Fringe Festival. So
no, I can't.
At any rate, this is riveting podcast content.
Nice
right
flex,
now.
By the way. Thank We're you. Outside of San Francisco, too. Guys, do you have a team name?
Yes, our team name is No, Not That, Steven.
I gave a lot of team names before that.
Just to let every... What was the name the last time you guys were teamed up? Do you remember?
No.
It was probably, like, witty and pertinent to the what, events.
Was it the Uncanny Sex Men?
No, that's when that's Steven when and Tiramari team up, yeah.
What's your success record with them?
Zero.
The right. Uncanny
but
Sex Men.
We keep rebranding ourselves, and we keep losing. So that's why I'm with Wonder Dave this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying All to right. get an L in the Steven column. Oh.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm looking over the suggestions here. Fuck. We're going to go ahead, and we're going to get into this one. This one looks very interesting, and it's very pertinent to my personal situation. We're going to debate who's the better single dad... between nothing, Alex. Don't worry about it. Between Kratos from the God of War video game series and has anyone here not seen The Mandalorian?
Like, okay. How much of The Mandalorian have you not seen?
All of it. Oh, come on, guys.
But how much of God of War have you also not seen?
I've seen up to like that scene where you press. Never mind.
Okay. Well. Let's start with that. We got any video game fans in the house here?
One.
Six people, and then the rest like middling.
At least one, if someone suggested.
This is true. Okay. How about we do this one then? We'll say that one, unless you guys really want to do Mandalorian. You don't
care? Do whatever you want to. Yeah. Listen, I don't care if I know anything. That's spoiler alert. We might not know anything about these either. Fun.
But we pretend. We pretend so hard, you guys. Let's start with that only because I heard that Mandalorian and Star Wars is kind of the cool thing right now. Mm. Okay, great, excellent. All right, well, for those that don't know, The Mandalorian is Disney Plus's sort of initial show that they launched just to get the network going and everything. And it's been received pretty well. Mandalorian fans in here? Better question, Baby Yoda fans in here? There we go. That's what it is. That's what I thought. Okay, so essentially both stories are kind of similar. A gruff loner type ends up adopting a child, and they now have to kind of go forth on an adventure with said child. We're going to figure out who is the better single dad. Are you ready to go?
Well, you didn't give us a side.
What's up?
You didn't give us a side.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, are you ready?
Because yeah,
you
sure,
know both
sure.
things. All right, no, not that. No, Steven, not that. Is that the name
of
the...
Yeah, yeah.
All right, who do you want to choose?
I'll let you choose, Steven. I'll defer to you on that.
Okay, let's go with Mandalorian.
You're going to go with the Mandalorian?
Yeah. Great.
All right.
Sounds
good.
Jeremiah, how much do you know about God of War?
I got the beard for it. So that's all I need, probably.
Alex, I feel like I know the answer to this already. How much do you know about God of War?
Played it twice, ready to stomp some fucking nerds right now.
Oh.
Here we go.
Excellent. All right.
Oh, yeah.
While they go
Big
ahead.
Big fan.
Boy.
Wally. While they get their notes ready.
That's what Alex was calling me earlier. She refuses to say my name.
That's fair. While they get their notes ready, rather, we like to give away a lot of stuff here because a lot of us make drunken purchases on Amazon. It's 100% true. So if I'm not mistaken, Christy from our group here, she is passing around like some raffle slips. So if you guys want to write your names and your email addresses so that I can email you once every 2 years, we can totally do that. The stuff is usually pretty cool. If I'm not mistaken, the last time we did a live show, what did you order, Steven, from MTV related?
Oh, I ordered an entire box of Yo MTV Raps trading cards. They're from like before Tupac and Biggie died, but they have like Tupac and Biggie cards.
I don't think they died, man.
Well, if you're lucky enough, you can win a trip to New York in 1990. Plus thousands of other prizes that are no longer valid.
Cool. Thank you, Steven. So yeah, feel free to fill those out. We're going to do that in just a bit. All right. We have some other fun stuff here. We got Harry Potter fans in here. Okay. Because I'm seeing a Hans Gruber versus Snape in here. All right, who suggested chicken noodle soup versus chili? Are you hungry? We got food here. It's a piano fight, man. Like,
chicken sandwiches look great.
They do look great. Donald Trump versus the devil, redundant. Mr. Rogers versus Bob Ross. Whose genius idea was that one? What's your name?
Lindsay.
Thank you. I think we're going to do that one next. Because we're going to get really angry about two very nice people.
True. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Indica versus Sativa. Are those Star Trek characters?
More importantly, no, can the person who said that raise their hand so I can talk to you after the show?
What up? What up? Where you at?
My dealer's in jail, so...
And Supernatural versus the X-Files. Who's the Supernatural fan in here?
Who's the eighth grade girl that wrote that down?
I think that was the debate right there. I think we know who won that one. All right. Okay, cool. Are we ready to go? I'm looking. Yeah. Hermione and the House Elf.
That's right.
Again, Tiramari's idea.
Okay.
I cannot stress that enough.
That's fine. Will, our wonderful producer and engineer, Will Scoville. Will, do we have our sound effects?
Yes, we do.
We do. Okay, so here's how this is going to work. Each team is going ahead and make their case. They're going to have 2 minutes to make their initial case here. Then afterwards, they're going to go into rebuttals for about a minute. And then you, our wonderful live studio audience, are going to cheer to figure out who wins so that the other team can run off just ashamed and embarrassed, which is what we do as nerds. We're going to hear some sound effects in a little bit. When a group starts, you will hear this. With 10 seconds left, you'll hear this. And theoretically, when they're done, you'll hear this. Silence. There we go. That's all right. So, Hermione and the House Elf, do you guys want to choose who goes first? Since they chose the subject.
I think you guys should go first.
All right.
Yeah, let the boys go first.
Yeah, Mohawk.
Yeah. Yeah. Curly hair. Curly
hair. Mohawk and curly hair. Wow. This fall on ABC.
Should we stop?
One's real tall. The other isn't as much.
Should we be fighting?
The other one's Asian. All right. So,
what?
Team No Steven, not look, man, I'm 5'9", and in Daly City, I'm a stud.
All right. Oh, baby.
Then I go out into the real world, and I feel like I should be throwing a ring in a volcano or something.
It's because of that lack of sun that you get down there. No one's growing.
It's terrible. All right, we ready to go?
Yeah, team, let's do this fucking podcast.
No Steven, not that. All right, 2 minutes on the clock. You guys going to tell us why The Mandalorian is the better single dad in 3, 2, and 1.
Well, as the child of a single father, wait, no, single mother. Uh-oh, there goes my argument. Okay, so I don't know what having a dad is like, but let me tell you, if I had to choose between God of War and Mandalorian, I'd choose the Mandalorian because, A, he has a car. feel like a dad should probably have a car. That'd be nice. B, God of War, it seems like toxic masculinity because it seems like he's bringing his kid to go in and kill things and go, like, fight deer and, I don't know, God of War. Go fight gods of war? I don't care. Mandalorian, he buys Baby Yoda a little carriage after his first one breaks, and it's super cute. And he buys Baby Yoda a cup of soup, and I assume he's changing him. And I wish I had a dad that did that. That would have been cool. I don't think Kratos ever changes his kid in God of War. Did you see that happen? I don't think so. Diapers. Pooping yourself. It matters.
All right. Not unlike Steven, I also don't know what having a dad is like. And given the choice between my mom and the Mandalorian, I choose the Mandalorian. my poor mom. Listen, what a great guy. He's got a code of honor, and I am not giving any spoilers, so this is going to be fun. He's just a super fun dude. He has a cool uniform. He's someone to look up to. Also, he is committed to Baby Yoda, who is going to take a very long time to age, right? Oh, like, yeah. What an impressive commitment that is. Like, he's going to be a dad for a long time. He's going to figure it out eventually, so I think that's good. I don't know. That's good, probably. Your guy lets people call his son Sackseed, and that seems mean, so fuck him. Thank you. Thank you.
The good old Sackseed defense. That's one of my favorites. Hermione and the House Elf, you guys have 2 minutes on the clock to talk about why Kratos from God of War is the better single dad in 3, 2, and 1. Ooh, what?
Listen, Mark, it's easy to be a good dad when your baby is awesome, all right? Here's the thing that I really want to clarify, is that we're not debating on whether or not Baby Yoda is better than Boy or whatever his name is. We're debating on who's the better single dad. And the better single dad is the one who can put up with the shit of your child. So...
That's what my parents always
say. People got really upset. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, by the way, my father was also distant my whole life, so this is going to be a fun
oh, shit. Are all of us broken on the inside? Yeah. This is going to be a really fun day. Hi, Dad. I hope you're listening.
A fun time.
Answer my phone call.
I've had enough of your humble brags that you guys have unhappy parents, okay?
Okay, Kratos is the better single dad. Kratos is constantly, like, on all of their adventures, he's constantly giving his son reading lessons in Giant. It's like hooked on phonics to the death.
True.
Yeah.
Like, Kratos sounds like cradle. Is that?
There is that.
The dad stuff is in his name.
Another point I wrote down, across the board, I think that it's important that single dads are supposed to be hot. Anybody else agree with me? Single dads have to be hot across, otherwise, what are you doing?
Yeah,
why?
What are you doing?
Why?
Single dads out there.
There's like, you have to be hot to be. Look, Danny Tanner, God, you.
God's pretty hot.
The Mandalorian, you don't even see his face. It could be Danny DeVito under that shit. Yeah. You have no idea.
Don't say Pedro Pascal. You just know the behind the scenes in the story. We don't know what he looks like.
We have no idea what he looks like.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think, is that all the points that
he
we have?
He could be clean shaven. I'm going back to my pro beard argument. A better single dad is one that can grow a full beard. The Mandalorian helmet would limit that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mark, you look like you have a lot of questions, buddy.
You know Kratos would look like a dad who knew his shit because he'd have a helmet and then his beard would be popping out the bottom.
Okay, I have see, the way you phrased it, were you saying Danny Tanner, comma,
oh, you're still
God,
on that?
Or Danny Tanner, God?
He was looking at two examples, yeah.
God is a single father.
The single father.
Read your history books, Mark. Yeah.
It's the Trinity, but then also the concept of...
He and Mary had, like, a thing worked out. It was an amicable arrangement.
Okay, just figuring that out.
Shared
all
custody.
Right. We're throwing it back over to Stephen. No, not that.
Yep.
What were the other suggestions? I'm really curious.
You don't need to know.
Got it. All right, we're going to go back to you guys. 1 minute on the clock to make your rebuttals in 3, 2, and 1.
Let's talk about the real reason that we all care the most about having fathers. Let's talk about what we inherit and when they die, what cool shit we get. When Mando dies, you get a cool ship, you get a cool hat, you get a cape. I've always wanted a cape. You get this stick that is also a gun, but also a stick in case you need a stick. And it's got like two little hooks at the end so you can reach tall shit, which Baby Yoda kind of needs. You've also, when Kratos dies, all you inherit is like a loincloth. Maybe? Like a hut? A cabin in the woods? I don't know. What do you get when Kratos dies? Nothing. And let me tell you, that really sets that kid for failure if you don't inherit a bunch of cool shit.
Listen up. Their guy has a face tattoo. No face tattoo is a good parent. I carefully pulled the audience to make sure no one had a face tattoo. One person does. I don't know. Also, his name is Atreus. Atreus is his name. You didn't even fucking know. You know why you don't know? Because his dad doesn't call him by his goddamn name. That's why, because he's a shitty dad, okay? Just a shitty, angry goddad thing.
All right, and back to Hermione.
Make it, Dave.
No, Kratos was in Hot Shots Golf, Out of Bounds, as a special release playable character, and he didn't even take his son golfing!
Things I didn't know. All right, throwing it over to Hermione and the house elf. 1 minute on the clock to make your rebuttal in 3, 2, and 1.
Hey, Dave, what's Baby Yoda's name? We have to call him Baby Yoda because the
Excellent
species
point,
doesn't
buddy.
Even have a name. You have to call him Baby Yoda after someone else. That's like calling me Baby Gandhi, which...
To be fair, we kind of do.
That kind of works. All right.
Okay. But,
I think you meant house elf
That's
Gandhi.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. That's hilarious.
Oh, good. Also, Steven definitely isn't qualified to talk about who's a better single dad because he thinks a boy Atreus' age needs to be changed.
Atreus is like 13 years old, you fucking weirdo.
He could definitely take a shit by himself. I promise you that.
Also, your argument was that we don't know his name because he never calls his kid by his... Whose dad fucking remembers their name on the first try?
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad is constantly like a Sharon, no Eve, no Alice. And it's like, I'm an only fucking child. How many goddamn names do you need to know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's efficient, you know? There's only one boy there.
It's a boy.
It's the boy. Like, the house is the boy.
Listen, it's like a constant little mini gender reveal party every single time. Boy! Oh my God, it's so great.
It's great.
All right.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, man. Give it up for Alex and Baby Gandhi there, everybody. This is a new nickname that's going to stick forever.
Oh, great. Can I be honest with you? One time I did shave my head and all my facial hair, and I had wireframe glasses, and I looked exactly like Gandhi. No one was more upset than me. I thought it wouldn't be the case, but I looked just like him. Yeah.
Nice. Well, we're all learning a lot about each other today, you guys, on
now
the therapy
like
hour here at Sketchfest. Okay, this is where the audience jumps in, guys. You're going to let us know who wins this particular debate. So I'm going to go ahead and say, if you like this group, cheer for them. And if you do like what they said, cheer as wildly as you can. And then when it comes to the other group, don't make a noise. Because when the argument is one-sided, it is hilarious to see the looks on their faces.
Why
so,
us?
What? Oh, whatever. All right. We're going to throw it over here. If you guys want to give it to Team No Steven, Not That, and The Mandalorian, let's hear ya.
Thank you. That's admirable.
And if you want to give it to Alex and the baby house elf from India, everybody, give it to them.
Yeah, I think
see? Look at that. Oh my God. All right.
As usual, my way to victory is to insult myself.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, Steve and Dave, we're going to go ahead and have you exit the stage. We're going to bring on Chris Diono and Jess Tom, who you saw not too long ago. What do we got? Oh, we've got the stuff here.
Oh, this is my drink.
Are we raffling off a Star Wars glow-in-the-dark pilots and spacecraft book? This is actually pretty dope, keeping this. Okay. we have the YoMTV Raps cards. They are here. Excellent. All right.
And the thing.
Yes.
If anyone wants to sign up, we have more tickets, or pass your tickets forward.
Yes. All right. Jess and Kristen, do you guys have a team name?
We do. It is CS Space Cowboy.
CS Space Cowboy? I dig it.
I like the reference, but that's usually what happens, that I'm the one who appreciates it.
Yep. Well, I already decided what we're going to do. Second round is going to be Mr. Rogers versus Bob Ross.
Oh, great. Oh,
it's the battle of very nice people.
If there's anything that I love, it's two white men.
Not one, but two.
Two.
All right. So,
can we get one more in there?
What's that?
Can we get one more white man in there?
No. Oh, hey.
Can we just get, like, Robert Downey Jr.? Can we just throw him in there?
He's nice. Ryan Reynolds?
Pee Wee Herman? All right.
Okay.
That bow tie.
So, CS Space Cowboy, who did you want to represent here? We're looking at Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers?
She said confidently.
I'm very scared about where this argument's going to go. Okay.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes, Mr. Rogers.
Which leaves you with Bob Ross.
Yeah. I'm realizing that we're all going to get really mean. This is going to be the only way to do this debate.
I know.
God damn.
What are we specifically debating? Which one is better? Or?
Yeah.
Just their Lindsay. Inherent
in a
value.
Cage fight? Who could fucking...
Actually, let's ask Lindsay. Lindsay. Yes? Lindsay, can you give us a situation for these two?
Versus, who would beat the other up?
Oh.
In a fight?
But like to the death? Or like...
Yeah, to the death?
What was that?
Death of kindness.
Oh, kill
who would out-kindness the other one?
Kinder than the other.
Right. Okay.
Well, that changes everything.
I was like picturing like Bob Ross just stabbing somebody with a paintbrush.
Right,
that makes my argument invalid.
Wasn't Bob Ross like in the military or something?
Yeah, he could fucking kill you 20 ways. All right, Lindsay, thank you.
Okay. All right, let's see. I got some other ones here. So again, who was the eighth grade girl that wanted the Supernatural X-Files?
Sure.
Said the man in the Supernatural shirt. If I'm not mistaken, is that a wrestling shirt that you're wearing? No, it's not. Yes, it is. That's what I figure. Okay. We've also got, Bill Gates versus Steve Jobs. More white men. Love it.
Thank you.
Let's see. Android users versus iPhone users. Who's the mega nerd that asked for that one?
I throw down for that one, for sure.
Are you an Android user or an iPhone user?
That's the person right here? Me?
Yeah.
Well, guess.
I don't know.
Android, of course.
But see, I'm an Android too, so. But,
I mean, I
we
definitely
just connect about that.
We dress the same. So, yeah.
Okay.
She's,
I love the look on your face just now, Jazz. You were just like, I could say some shit right now.
Yes.
And I'm not
but
fucking
have
good.
I not
but
shown
we
up
haven't
with
even started yet. We haven't even started.
Oh, I think I've upset our opponents.
All right. We're going to start with you guys. Is that cool?
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
All right. It's always so weird saying this. Hermione and the house elf, I'm going to give you 2 minutes to make your points. We're going to hear from you guys in 3, 2, and 1.
All right, so we're asking about who would out-kind the other. Yeah. Mr. Rogers on every episode would say to the camera, you are good enough, you are smart enough, and like all that kind of stuff. Here's the thing, is that ultimately sounds kind to be able to tell people that they're enough, but it's really doing people a disservice. You got to be able to let people know that they need to work harder to better themselves. Bob Ross is okay with failure, and he lets you know that that's okay, but that you can work to improve your skills.
Mr. Rogers lived in a house in the suburbs, which I think is very elitist. as someone that pays $1,600 for a studio that's the size of the stage right now, that makes me super fucking angry. Also, he feeds fish, and that bothers me that those fish don't fucking pay rent either. Yeah. I have an Alexa, and I am trying to find a way to make her pay rent.
Sure, yeah.
Here's my goal. My goal here is to crowdsource enough money for me to pay my rent next month. So if anybody wants
that's
my
that's the point of this debate
that's
now.
The point of this debate now.
And if you were as kind as Bob Ross is, you would give her money.
Which is to say that none of you is going to give her any money.
Yeah, because he's too kind. No one's as kind as Bob Ross.
Bob Ross would like take a little paint and he'd be like, "Oh, here's a happy little cloud." Mm-hmm. He made a cloud happy. Have you guys seen the clouds in San Francisco? Those motherfuckers are not happy. We named our fog Carl, and it's a sad fog. It's the world's saddest fog.
Carl, yeah, Carl sounds like someone who has a marketing job.
If Bob Ross. Carl works at the Salesforce Tower. Yeah. Carl's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
If Bob Patagonia. Ross, if he works at he wears Patagonia. Yeah. If Bob Ross painted Carl, he would be like a ray of happy sunshine over a shitty, awful, miserable city.
Yeah,
it'd be wonderful. Yeah.
Carl sounds like the guy at like Salesforce who would contact HR because there's not enough key lime. key lime.
Who drank all the
water.
LaCroix out of the freezer?
I'm looking at you.
God damn it, I wrote Carl on all of them.
All right, throwing it back over to CS Cowboy.
Le Carl.
Jess, Christy, let's hear from you in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, here's the thing. Mr. Rogers had friends.
Yeah.
Bob Ross had no friends.
No friends.
Did you ever see him on screen with a single other person who trusted him enough to be there? No, you didn't. You didn't. Mr. Rogers had an entire community of people. They held each other accountable. Mm-hmm. They called each other in.
Yep.
That is a mark of a truly kind and trustworthy community member. Bob Ross is an individualist. He only looks out for himself.
Mm-hmm. He filmed in a dark box, just as dark as his soul. Happy trees is probably drugs. Let's be serious. Also, don't call everything happy. Learn to have the full range of emotions
True.
And identify them.
True.
Yeah.
Everything is not always happy.
And
every cloud is
okay.
Not happy.
It is okay to have sadness.
You have to feel the lows in order to feel the highs.
There you go. See, we know what's going on. Anyway, Mr. Rogers said, I love you just the way you are. He's not asking you to change or do anything. He's ready to accept you as is, and he's ready to go on that path of growth with you, and he changes his shoes from outside shoes to inside shoes, and that's just respectable.
It is.
You know
Bob
what
Ross was wearing shoes inside.
You don't know what he's doing. What's on his feet? That's gross.
He was walking through some happy dog poop in the park, and he tracked it into the studio.
Filthy. Filthy, dirty, dirty man, Bob Ross. Also, what are you hiding with that nickname, Bob? Robert Ross. Do you trust that? That's gross. You want to trust Mr. Steve Rogers.
Nope.
I think that's his name. He is maybe Captain America. Don't worry about it. Don't look it up. It might be cool. Just leave it. Cardigans are great. I think we're done. Are we done?
We could be done for now.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're going to have to go again. So.
Excellent. Got to save some for
Steve Rogers. It's in my head canon now.
Now it is, right? Isn't that beautiful?
What he did after Endgame. He fucking hung out with What's-Her-Face and then just did a show
some
for the
puppets.
Longest time. Fought racism.
Good yeah, time. He did.
All right. We're looking at you guys. 1 minute rebuttal? Yes?
You said the word racism. You're going to look at the two of them.
As opposed to them?
Well, yeah.
All right. We're going to hear from you two in 3, 2, and 1.
My feelings are hurt that you said that Bob Ross doesn't have friends. Okay? That's really rude. Bob Ross had friends. It was all of us. Okay? He taught us... I was hoping for a laugh. I'll take an awe. He taught us all a lot. He taught me how to paint. He taught me how to hide shit in my afro, which is pretty cool. That's coming handy later. Also, this might be too dark for the crowd, but we're going to give it a shot. Mr. Rogers was a grown man with a train track, like a train set and like toys and a swimming pool. What kind of Neverland Ranch shit was that? Oh, no, Stevie. You can't go to Mr. Rogers' house. What the fuck? Of course not.
It will be addressed in the rebuttal.
All right.
What? I don't regret saying it. It's fine.
Christy said that happy cheese are probably drugs. My nicest friends are the ones who give me drugs. So, drugs are pretty nice. And I enjoy them, and it's a good time. Why else would the clouds look happy? Really?
Happy clouds is what I call my Prozac.
Yeah.
Oh, happy foggy clouds everywhere. We're getting through the day.
We're going to paint a nice ridge of selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Science.
Science.
Way
Science.
To go, Mark. All right. Just crazy. We've got a minute on the clock for you guys to make your rebuttal in 3, 2, and 1.
You think Mr. Rogers was a creepy grown man? Mr. Rogers was a misunderstood bisexual who was teaching a tenderer, softer masculinity to the young boys of the world. Bob Ross has no excuse. Why is he like that? No. Why is he like that?
Listen, painting is elitist. Not everyone can just get a whole thingies of paint and canvas. That's expensive.
That's true. Make the arts accessible.
Yeah.
Like public television.
Yeah.
On which Mr. Rogers was
Steve
broadcast.
Rogers.
Also,
Bob Ross was also on public television. Just to throw that the fuck out there.
Point, hey,
yeah, like, sorry. So sorry. Listen, it'll be addressed.
Our rebuttal. He fought racism with his pool. So that's pretty cool to have a pool in your neighborhood to fight racism. How about that? With the postman. What a cool guy. And he made puppets, and his train was a trolley, and it was amazing. Took us to another world.
I would like also to say that while it is true that Bob Ross's friends were all of us, Mr. Rogers' friends were also all of us.
Yes. And he loved us just the way we are, not
and
with
we,
drugs.
And we I know that a nigga. Statement on I gentrification.
We didn't have to bring
we weren't
drugs
cool like that.
For fucking Bob Ross.
You don't have to.
You don't have to, but watching Bob Ross is definitely better on drugs.
Yeah.
100%. That's what I'm going to do when I get home tonight.
Yeah.
Audience poll, who has watched Bob Ross either drunk or high before?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That guy's high right now. Look at that soft clap. Yeah.
That's okay. We love you just the way you are.
All right, we're throwing
Which means you could be on drugs.
Right. Yeah. We're throwing it over to the audience here to figure out who wins this one. If you want to give it to Hermione and the House Elf and Bob Ross, let's hear ya. And if you want to give it to CS Space Cowboy, Mr. Rogers! All right.
Heck all right. Yeah.
Also, Mr. Rogers appealed to Congress. That's important.
Oh, that's right.
Already won.
I just really like Mr. Rogers.
Those cardigans are fly. His mom made them for him. Right? Aren't you glad you voted the right way?
We're gonna go do drugs.
Okay.
Some electoral college
all
bullshit.
Right. Team Steven, no, not that. Can we have you come back up here? And this one, yeah, why not? It's season of giving. All right. Not anymore. What am I talking about? We are going to do Donald Trump versus the devil. Yeah, I wonder how this one's going to go. All right. Wait, who asked that one for the record? Donald Trump versus the devil. Over here. What was your name?
Becca.
Becca. Any particular situation, or are we just sort of saying, like, are we saying who's cooler, who's more evil, who has the nicer...
charity event.
Wait, what? They're at a charity event. Yeah. But are they like...
But what are they trying to do at the charity event?
Like, are they fighting at a charity event? Oh, who's more charitable?
The devil or Donald Trump?
Who would be more...
Or who could raise more money?
I'm so confused.
Can we do that? Who would raise more money at a charity event?
Who would raise more money?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Who would raise more money at a charity event between the devil and Donald Trump? Okay. CS Space Cowboy, who do you want to choose?
It's a weird thing to want to do.
Can you say that into the mic, Jess?
It's a weird thing to want to do when we're both very divided about it, but we're going to choose Donald Trump to defend it?
I can't wait till any of this is taken out of context.
In this particular circumstance.
Okay.
Which is a weird time.
When given the option of two evils.
Choose the lesser evil and fucking vote, okay?
Sorry. That was me being political. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, while they go ahead and get their notes ready, do we have the raffle ready to go here? Can I go ahead and start pulling stuff up?
Are there any other raffle tickets that want to come up?
Okay, all right, let's go ahead and grab this. Thank you. All right.
So we're debating who's more successful at fundraising for charity.
Who would end up
clarifying.
Raising more money. All right. As I go, what is this lunchbox, by the way? Ah, Steven Universe. From our Ninja Turtles luggage to go and possibly receive Yo MTV Raps cards. Are we not on drugs right now? I don't know what's going on. All right, let's go ahead. We're going to pick this one here, and it is going to be, first winner is RJ Saturno. Hey, RJ, come over here to the front. Woo! RJ, you have some prizes to choose from here. Again, we've got a... This is a keychain, Steven?
I think it's
look
also
how big that is. What is that?
It says extreme keychain on the left side, so you know what you're getting into.
Okay, RJ, would you like some booster packs of Yo MTV Raps trading cards or an extreme keychain of Ben Grimm thing? Hmm? Oh, the one that I was going to steal. Or the Star Wars Pilots and Spacecraft glow-in-the-dark book from Golden Books. Nice, dude.
That was an aggressive waste of space.
Oh, boy.
But you also get a die or a pin, too. Oh,
really? Nice. Yeah. You look like you play D&D, bro.
Do
it. Does the guy play D&D? You play D&D, bro? Get the fuck off my stage, bro. Hell no.
He's a StarCraft man.
I was going to say.
Probably is.
We're going to make the same joke.
Probably loves League of Legends.
Okay, let's do another one. Let's do one more here, and then we'll go ahead into this one. All right, we're going to go with... here we go. Randy Henry. Randy? Woo! Randy? Hi, Randy. How are you, Randy?
Hello, how are you?
Would you like a...
You can keep that. I'll take you.
Sure. Do you want... Can we give both?
No, just one.
Oh, he's like, no, fucker. I just want the one. All right. Leave some to be desired. Got it. All right. Thank you very much, Randy. Okay, cool. We ready to go?
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Let's start with you two. And you're talking Satan, if I'm not mistaken.
The devil.
Satan, yes. All right. So you're gonna argue why the devil would be better at raising money at a charity fundraiser. Okay? We're gonna hear from you two in 3, 2, and 1.
All right, I'll start off first. One, we know some things about the devil and finance. He has a fiddle made of gold that he's very willing to part with. So giving. And then I, of course, turned to the internet in order to research. And I found the website Exemplar, which, oh boy, am I going to have fun on this shit later. From the article, why summon a demon of greed? We all want power, and we know that power comes from having lots of money. So in this article, I'm going to show you how to perform a ritual and summon the ancient demon of greed, Mammon, which, as we know, is one of the demons that the devil is in charge of, you guys. The devil has a demon that just gets money. That's like his thing.
How good could that be, potentially, in your life? You could raise so much money for charity by summoning the devil and letting him possess your body.
Yeah.
This isn't the strongest argument I've ever made, I know.
Well, I'd like to point out that the devil is hella charitable because because God wanted to be a jerk and throw this dope-ass party but not let everyone in. So what did the devil do? Opened up his house and invited everyone else who didn't get invited. That sounds like charity to me. Sounds like very charitable because he didn't put a limit on how many people could come to his place. The devil's known for making deals. Donald Trump's known for making bad deals. Donald Trump doesn't make enough money to give away money, I think.
Yeah, listen, I don't believe that Donald Trump donates to charity because he won't let us see his tax returns. So, no way to know.
Yeah, didn't he literally get busted for not donating to his own charity? Like, he took all that money and then spent it on, like, wigs or some shit? I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, if anyone wants to follow my advice and summon the devil into your body, apparently all you need is an owl rope bracelet and a mammon pendant. So, doesn't even sound hard. Like, you could, too, have the devil raise money for charity.
Low entry point. It's easy.
We're throwing it over the CS Space Cowboy. Okay, CS Space Cowboy, you're going to be telling us why Donald Trump would raise more money at a fundraiser. We're going to hear from you in 3, 2, and 1.
First, I would like to say that I would venture to guess that summoning a demon that's the embodiment of greed is the opposite of donating money to charity. I think that that is actually totally antithetical, and that's one of those devil things where you would get all the money and there would be some sort of shocking twist, and the charity wouldn't end up getting it.
Yeah, I just want to say that I think Donald Trump has raised a lot of money for charity. He just kept it, which is pretty charitable to himself, right? I feel bad for the guy. So he's motivated by his own sense of greed, which, listen, already seems like a lot more powerful than any demon you can summon from hell. And, you know, the devil is concerned with souls. He doesn't care about money. Mm. Donald Trump hella cares about money. He's gonna get it for whoever, and maybe he'll give it to somebody. We didn't pick a charity, we just said raise money.
About it. I would also venture to say that while you are going out looking for, what was it, an owl?
Is it a rope made of owls?
Yes, an owl rope,
you have
whatever
to kill an
that
owl
may
for
be.
That?
No, it's just owl feathers.
That's all.
I'm overachieving here. I want the whole owl. While you are gathering these items to literally summon a deity from another dimension, mm-hmm. Donald Trump, for better or for worse, is already here.
Yeah. Lower entry point. How about that? Also, why do you want to kill an owl or catch it? That's very hard. They're quiet and they are at night. That seems really difficult.
And they can see better than you.
Yeah, they can. And they're sharper than us. So, like, why would you even want to start a fight with an owl? This got off track, I think.
Also, the devil has no earthly stakes.
Yes.
Donald Trump has a lot of earthly stakes.
All right, you heard what they said. I'm throwing it back over to you. Team Steven, no, not that. 1 minute on the clock to make your rebuttal in 3, 2, and 1.
Still regret our team name. Thank you, Mark.
No problem.
Let me tell you guys about this really cool thing that the devil has, okay? The devil, if you go to a Chinese supermarket, and this is a real thing, you can go to a Chinese supermarket, and you can buy these things called hell dollars. And there are these little paper dollars with a picture of the devil on them, and you burn them at your grandma's grave to send them money into hopefully heaven, but on the off chance, hell. They're literally called hell dollars, and they're money you can send it to the afterlife. So I think the devil understands economy because he's got his own economy in hell. But also that means that any money he raises on this earth, he's definitely going to give away. And so he can just give it all to charity. So he understands finance, which is a big plus on our side. And he knows how to utilize it to raise it for charities. Wonder Dave.
Well, the owl wool bracelet actually does have to be made from the skin of a Norwegian owl, so I will grant you that it is difficult. But if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
We've done a lot of these shows, and I'm usually not very embarrassed to be here. But to hear about the inner workings of how to summon a demon... And I'm so sorry about your grandmother, Stephen. What I picked up is that you don't know if she's in heaven?
Why would they call it hell dollars?
I don't know.
Hey, I bet it's a lot cheaper to get 10 hell dollars than it is to get 10 real dollars. So we didn't specify the currency we were raising in either, or the charity. So yeah, it's take like, that.
It's like bison bucks from the Street Fighter movie.
We could just print right. hell dollars till the end of time.
I'm ready to debut currency exchange.
All right, let's hear from CS Space Cowboy in 3, 2, and 1.
Listen, I didn't want to say this, but the devil may or may not be real, and Donald Trump is definitely fucking real, so we should at least win for that. Also, the devil works in, like, bargains and tricks and essentially gambling. That's not a sure win. Donald Trump will for sure take your money for whatever charity he thinks he's doing it for.
I do think we also have gotten a little off track. The question was not... who themselves will donate more money, but who can raise more money. And mm-hmm. between people who will openly say they support Donald Trump mm-hmm. and people who will openly say they support the devil, no. unfortunately, I'm just saying, do we have the devil for president? That yeah. is the question. If the devil ran for president, could he win? I don't know. Are we ready for a red president? Are we? is America ready for that?
Oh, man, this is a weird thing to say, but he created jobs, which will give money to charities eventually? I know, that didn't feel good saying. but I'm trying to win this fucking debate!
The devil never had a network TV show.
Yeah!
And that is a huge way to gain an audience.
Right. Oh, boy. Well...
here we are.
Just keep learning, everybody. Okay, if you want to give it to CS Space Cowboy and Donald Trump, let's hear ya.
That's okay. No,
wow. Systemic disadvantage. That's.
And if you want to give it to No Steven, Not That, and the devil, let's hear ya.
Yeah, fuck Norwegian owls. That's what I okay. say. Fuck them.
Yeah, that's the level of enthusiasm yep. we're going to get when we all have to vote in Joe Biden. That's,
all right.
That's how we're going to feel.
So, I mean, it's, yeah.
Listen, that's fine.
So at this point in the show, since we're in our last debate, thank you guys for joining us, by the way, we're going to bring back up Hermione and the house elf here.
Come on,
we're
going to
do... Woo! We're going to get into a really nerdy three-way here. This is actually one of my favorite... Ooh, a lot of interest in that. We should have marketed the show as that, nerdy three-way. All right, so every now and then we get questions that we didn't get to do at previous shows, and this one is one that I really, really liked. Did you guys know that they are making a Saved by the Bell reboot?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, Saved by the Bell reboot. So here's what's going to happen. I've got, and oddly enough, this is very appropriate for you guys. Okay, so.
Saved by the Bell. No. Kind of right. owl bracelet you have to make to summon a Saved by the Bell reboot.
I'm just saying.
Must be owls on the brain.
All right. If you, okay. I don't know why these three were chosen. I'm going to ask my friend how much weed he was smoking, either indica or sativa, as I look at the notes here. If you could combine or use either of any of these casts for the Saved by the Bell reboot, what would you choose? We're looking at the characters from Harry Potter, the characters from Rugrats, I'm guessing all grown up, which was the spinoff. Or the Planeteers from Captain Planet and Planeteers, who would be better suited to star in a Saved by the Bell reboot? So it's a mashing of all these properties here. You've never seen Saved by the Bell?
No, you have to. I said it off mic. Repeated it fully into the mic.
I did. That is something you've never seen it.
No.
Right, we'll get back.
I'm assuming someone gets saved by a bell.
No. Literally never happened.
Really? The bell isn't the protagonist or something?
No, the bell is the protagonist of Easter in France, though, so that's a fun fact.
What? Are you Mike Manfred today?
I mean, it's right. important that people know they don't have a bunny. A bell comes from Spain and delivers chocolate in France. It's very weird. Okay.
Wonder Dave, putting the nerd in Nerd Rage today. Thank you very much. Okay. All right, well, let's throw it over to Jess and Christy here. If you had to choose between the cast of Rugrats, the cast of Harry Potter, and the cast of Captain Planet and the Planeteers to star in Saved by the Bell, the reboot, who would you go with?
I guess we'll do Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Wow. Yeah. Hermione the house elf for various.
You don't even know Saved by the Bell, dear Mari.
Yeah, but I am a house elf.
Finish the sentence.
And this is Hermione?
Sure. All right.
Science.
No, Steven, not that. Who are you going with?
We will choose the Planeteers.
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 Which would leave you two with the Rugrats. You know the Rugrats?
Yeah. I do know the Rugrats, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so just imagine them all grown up and...
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I can do that.
Don't fucking fight with
know,
me,
man.
Bro.
Whatever.
We are recording right now. All right, here we go.
Classic Tommy and Chucky.
More Phil and Lil, but that's neither here nor there. All right, we're throwing it over to Grizzly and Jess here. All right, you guys have a minute to make your case here. We're going to hear from you on why the cast of Harry Potter would be best in a Saved by the Bell remake in 3, 2, and 1.
I want to start by saying that the reason that I myself chose Harry Potter was because it was the least diverse cast of all of them, and I found it to be the most demographically matched to Saved by the Bell.
Accurate.
Here are these white kids. Those are some white kids. We can keep it without doing a cosmetic diversity thing. That's fine. We don't have to do that today.
Yes. Also, already in school. Works.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a one for one. Just switch them out.
But plus owls.
Plus owls,
since
plus
you guys
magic.
Seem to like that much.
Yeah. Fucking weird owl crowd people. Anyway, we will also have wands and magic and potions, which wouldn't that have made high school more fun? I mean, Jessie Spano won't need to be on Notos. There'll be some cool potions she could do instead.
This is a hard one.
This is weird.
There's like a lot of moving parts here.
There's a lot of moving parts. Rugrats, listen, the gross babies. Don't vote for them. And what was the other one? Planeteers?
Way too diverse.
Listen, I don't trust anyone in cargo shorts. Fuck those guys. I love cargo pants.
Wait, hold on. Cargo pants, fine. Cargo shorts, no.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Don't be weird.
Fair enough.
No, I agree. I agree. You're right about that.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
If you're going to be in the wilderness, you want a full pant. Not exposed calves, whatever. Don't worry about it.
I'll talk about the singular form. Okay.
Fine.
No Lyme disease here on Nerd Rage. Jesus Christ. We're throwing it over to Team No Steven, not that. We're going to hear from you talking about the Planeteers in 3, 2, and 1.
I'm just going to go on the attack. A Harry Potter, Saved by the Bell combination takes away my favorite parts of Harry Potter, which are the teachers. I actually don't care about the kids in Harry Potter at all. Rugrats, I don't know, man. What do they fucking do? They're just a bunch of incompetent babies, right? And then, like, they're all grown-up versions. They're just incompetent babies, but now they speak English. I don't know. Planeteers are super cool because they don't have to go to school. Literally, if you watch the cartoon, they never fucking go to school. They just go save the planet. I would love that. Just fucking stop going to school. Go save the planet. That's fine. Wonder Dave?
All right, let's look at who the Planeteers are. Kwame, Wheeler, Linka, Guy, and Mati, right? What a fun group of five friends. And you know what? I like diversity in casting. I'm fine with it, okay? As the only white man on this stage, I'll take the bold
Yeah, tell me,
that...
tell me. Put me in my place.
Tell us about diversity, Wonder Dave, please.
I'm the one who decides who's on episodes. I literally cast this show. Anyway, Suchi the Monkey is Principal Belding. That's the crux of my argument.
All right.
And that was great. I love it so much.
Hermione and the House Elf, we're talking those incompetent, now English-speaking babies from Rugrats. 3, 2, and 1.
I decided that Susie would be Lisa Turtle, and I haven't got past that because I don't care about the white characters in either of those shows. No, that's not true. Chucky, I know the obvious thing would be like Angelica would be Kelly Kapowski. No, I think that Chucky should be Kelly Kapowski because he's so excited. He's so excited, but he's so scared. He's so scared. Planeteers sounds like pioneers, and that's the colonization. So I'm not a fan of that shit at all. Basically gentrifying planet Earth. So
I think one, the Rugrats are probably the most well-equipped because they are incompetent, preteens, and I think that's what the show is about. But also, on a show where the bell saves the children, I'm assuming, I think that the Rugrats would actually flip it, because they're always saving a lot of things. They saved Reptar in that movie, so they're always like running around saving people and helping people out, and so they'd be able to save the bell in this rebirth. I'm really sticking to my guns here, because I have not seen the show.
I think we won. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No, I mean, the bell agreed with me. The bell just agreed with me.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
This last debate, if you want to give it to Hermione and the house elf, let's hear ya.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm still not going to watch the show.
Don't. It doesn't hold up real well.
All right. If you want to give it to Team Stephen, no, not that. Of course, made up of Stephen Koo and the guy who's casting the show, who just diversity explained to us. Let's hear ya. And if you this is your legacy. If you want to give it to CS Space Cowboy, let's hear ya. Wait a second.
Wow.
Wait a second. Close. Wait a second. I think you just won, Dave.
Racist. Once again, a white man receives credit for diversity.
Hope you're proud, San Francisco. This was you. How does
this
it feel?
This is our legacy.
Yeah, this is fine. We're still here. This is fun. I've never tokenized someone else before. I never get to do this. I'm usually the only... It's great. I
love
you.
How do you feel, Dave?
What a Pyrrhic victory. thank you, everyone. I greatly appreciate it. I guess now would be a great time for me to plug the things about our podcast,
there
right,
you
Mark?
Go.
Yeah, yes. That's why I won.
Keep talking about how Dave won, even though he's on a team with Steven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Steven won.
Oh, I'm still grappling with the idea that my grandma's in hell. I didn't realize until I was saying it out loud on stage.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, for more debates like this, we've had hundreds of guests at this point, it feels like. We've released every week for the last, 2.5 years? We're now in the middle of season 3. Head over to nerdragepodcast.com to check out episodes like this. We've done a ton of live shows, got a bunch of studio shows arguing about stuff like Star Trek and Star Wars, wrestling, maybe not Supernatural. Did we do a Supernatural episode? Must have been high. All right. But yeah, head over to nerdragepodcast.com. You can check us out on social media at nerdragetgd. I just want to thank everybody for coming out. Sketchfest is, we're lucky to be part of this and lucky to have you guys here. Thank you so much.
Hey, I know this show is free, but if you would like to give us money, you can go to komed.io. Comedio is the name of our comedy troupe. And we have a Patreon, so support us that way. Or just, I don't know, Venmo me.
Specifically Dave.
Me.
Or else he won't cast us in anything else. He does. All right, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Oh, guys, give it up for... Say that one more time. Mike Caprica.